call the Northern Sawatch County Fire Protection District Board meeting to order at 7:01. First up is Lynch.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, here we go with this silly notice of meeting. We're having a meeting.
It was posted.
Director's roll call. Richard.
Yeah.
Will.
Present.
Francis.
Here.
Sean, here. Jeff is late.
He called me. He'll be late if he gets here.
Jeff Phillips late. Okay. Declaration of quorum. We have four board members in present, so we do have a quorum. Four present. Oh, we did the Pledge of Allegiance out of
That's
order.
Doesn't matter. It's good. It was recited.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Need a motion to approve the agenda, or if there's any changes, additions, or deletions.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I can't see a thing.
You have bugs in your glasses?
No, but I don't have my readers. They're
copy.
Introduction of guests.
Make sure you check them off.
I think we're good.
Tell me I'm good. For next week.
This is my granddaughter.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to the board meeting. Okay.
Poor kid. Never be the same.
I know.
She's Greggy's kid. She wasn't the same.
Approval of the minutes from June 8th at the Crestone Firehouse. Need a motion to approve those. Unless there's something that needs to be added to, or
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now I got to do the bills. The bills are next.
They're long, and don't forget to turn the page over. That's not it. The other one.
Oh, they are long.
Don't forget to turn the page over.
Okay. All right. Kendall Adolph, $503. Mileage equipment specialist. Board meetings. Wes Morris, $566. Reimbursement mileage January to June. George Fries, $107.50. Mileage Scott Close, $90. Mileage Sean Vollertson, $648. Meetings and mileage January through June. Bill Johnson, $7.50 mileage. Terminex, $69. Villa Grove, which I don't think they've really checked.
They've been there and they
did. They check them this time.
Did inside, outside, did all the traps, sprayed around all the buildings
since our fundraiser.
Just before the fundraiser.
Just before,
yeah, I was there with them.
Okay. Well, I guess I weed eated around there, so you could probably find them.
Yeah.
Okay. John T. Skanga, $16. Mileage January to June. Julie Close, $923.50. Mileage January to June. Swatch County Public Health, $30. Invoice, that was probably drug test.
Yeah.
Consolidated Communications, $90.73. Moffitt Phone. Consolidated Communications, $89.58. Crestone Phone, that still baffles me every time I read that every month. Crawford Auto Parts, $33.48. Rescue 7. SLV Rural Electric, $54. Crestone Electric. SLV Rural Electric, $163. Villa Grove Electric. Cielo, $85.44. Swatch Internet. That seems like it keeps going up.
No, it's the same.
Is it really?
It's the same. Yeah, it hasn't gone up.
Town of Crestone, $87 for Crestone Water and Sewer. Moffitt Volunteer Fire Department, $146.76. Reimbursement for truck repair. Monta Vista Co-op, $487.70. Propane Bonanza. Will Schellenbacher, $600. Sorry, I said that wrong.
There's no N in my name.
I'll never get that right.
That's right.
Schellenbacher.
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 There you go.
Schellenbacher. Okay, that's January through June. Francis Wilson, $600. Meeting pay January through June. Richard Drake, $600. Meeting pay January through June. Jeff Phillips, $633. Meetings, mileage and meetings January through June. XL Energy, $246.15. Swatch XL. XL Energy, $32.49. Bonanza. XL Energy, $72.27. Moffitt. Poncha Lumber, $1,575.65. Moffitt Office and Repairs, Villa Grove. Payroll, $4,518.49. Payroll taxes, $1,016.51. Total bills of $14,093.75. Need a motion to pay the bills.
Any questions?
Or any questions on the bills, actually.
Oh, there's additional checks. Sorry. Throw that out there, that aren't on your list. The Law Office of Rockies, it was from the previous, I missed it from previously, and they sent it to me, it was $34. The check is in there for Cody's Traveling Services for putting the bumpers and winches on Attack 2 and Rescue 7. See, I got it right.
They were for the bumpers and winches and install.
Yeah, so
bumper, winches, and install.
It was $75.12 and pennies for both trucks. And that was it.
That was it.
We just know those two were on there. The one for the bumpers and lofts entered in the computer. They're just not on your sheets.
Very good. Need a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Real quick before we move on to our presentations, I wanted to remember the firefighters that have lost their lives here in Colorado in June, and three in June and one yesterday. The one on the Schneider fire, the two girls and the guy when that fire merged, and then the pilot that was working on the Gold Mountain fire in Ouray went into the lake, and just want to remember them as we think of our state. It's like over 200,000 acres burning. Well, more than that with the Schneider fire, but actively right now it's about 200,000 or over. So I guess we'll go on to presentations.
That is
update on grant writing.
Yvonne, the floor is yours. Oh, she has Yvonne. I lost it. I got it. You guys might have to share. You and I can share, but then I get it. Pass
it's
this
just
down.
What I'm going to talk about. I gave Wes and Sean both have a copy of the
I'll take two and hand them out.
Preliminary grant. That I'm going to talk about too. Okay, so the first one on there is the Rio Grande Basin. Met with them last week. First of all, when our original budget was 300 some thousand, so that's about what their budget is. So we're not getting in total. So we're not getting that. But so we broke it down after talking to Sean and Wes about asking them for the Moffitt and Villa Grove Road and turnaround at the Hillsbox. and that came out to $54,725 after looking at Cooley's bid that Sean had given me a while back. But so I presented that to them preliminarily last week, and then so 25% of that would be what we would have to pay if we were to get this. So we would have to come up with $13,681.25, okay, if we get it. So August 12th is when we do our final presentation to them with the fancy PowerPoint, all that good stuff, answer any questions, anything. So if you want to attend, I'm sure it's open for that. If not, I mean, I can do it.
I will just try to make sure I don't have a cardiologist appointment.
Yeah. But I definitely will be sharing all that with you before that date for the presentation.
What was the date?
August 12th.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's okay. And after, speaking of all the fires that we have, that committee that I spoke with, they thought this was a wonderful project, and the whole thing is just a wonderful project, and really hard to believe that we don't have that access to water like we should. So they were all concerned about that and think, oh my gosh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well, so I had already been looking into that one federal grant that I have on here, the ECWAG. Well, after them, the basin telling me, oh, that's great, you should qualify for that. And well, after I spoke with them, the next day I had an appointment with them to speak with them about our projects. We do not qualify for that. So, and I let the basin know that we do not qualify for that. Here's my email, you know, that they, so they're like, oh my God. So they are actually helping to maybe even find some other things that might qualify for us, but they were concerned with what we have. So, I have a meeting tomorrow with the Bureau of Reclamation on the Enhancing Water Resource Projects. So I have a meeting with them, and I also have a meeting. They have another grant out that's called the Drought Response Program. So I'll just have a conversation with them to see if we qualify for those as well. And they run between $50,000 to $3 million, so, and those are federal, which we can write those. If we qualify, we'll write for them. So. And then the next one that I'm working with, which we've talked about before, was that Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program, which I brought up months back. It's back on the surface again, and it's not due until September 30th. But we could get a loan. We would absolutely probably qualify for a loan if we wanted to do that. I told them our situation, and I said, we really want a grant, you know. So I have a meeting with the gal out of Los Angeles. Anyways, that's who we got to work with now, not out of somebody in the valley. So anyway, next week.
Yeah, it was from Jacob.
Yeah. So that's the Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program. So that's Jennifer Garcia, and I'll meet with her next week and see what, if we can qualify for the grant on that instead of a loan. If we were to be able to qualify for the loan, and she wants to emphasize that, is that something you want to look at? Or no? Think about it.
Where will we come up with the money to pay back a loan on potentially almost $600,000?
So anyway, that just food for thought right now. That's a big ask.
Grant bound.
So. And then I've been working with Hickenlooper's office and Bennett's office, both of them, with their representatives. Hickenlooper was actually in the valley last week, and down at that farm building, had a little fundraiser thing. Anyways, he likes our project, but that doesn't mean he's giving us money, but he likes our project as well, so it was nice to have that kind of confirmation.
But if we have to write any of these, and he writes us a letter of support, Bennett, too, that goes a long way.
Yeah. And Bennett's office, they, when I talked with Ramon several months back, I think it was January, they really liked it as well. So, but the thing about that is that congressional direct spending is like, check back in January and see, you know, what we have going on then. They can't give me any confirmation on it, but they like our projects, but we'll see if that happens in January. We'll ask them and see what they say. But we need to get our name on the map down here, especially with all the fires happening. Which brings me to a question for you guys. Have we ever really approached the county commissioners asking them for like hundreds of thousands of dollars? Yeah. And what kind of response do you get?
They gave us 50,000. Now they're thinking about putting 100 through the ship, put hundreds of thousands of dollars in a fire station in Margarita where they don't have any fire people. And that's Dan doing that because he's responsible.
Dan and Lynn.
And Del Norte will take them, but they won't take them until there's something done.
So is that something we want to pursue anymore? Or I want to overset myself.
Well, I just want to know what you're all thinking. I had a potential commissioner. If Tim Lovato was coming on board, we would have.
You don't think you're going to open the door with these guys?
No. I don't. Okay. I've talked to him a lot of times.
Okay. Well, that's where we're at. It's, I mean, it looks pretty good with the Rio Grande Basin, but it's only for the road.
Mm-hmm. So that's a start.
That's a start.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did not get an official stamp as to, like, on our well permits, because I'm waiting, because they're only good for 2 years. So I'm waiting until we get closer to that, yes, we have it, before they stamp it, so we have 2 years to get it done.
Right.
And the guy down there is perfectly happy to wait.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. That's all.
Which one are you talking to? Kevin?
But he's super nice, and yeah, and that's for both the wells. So we're approved, we're just not getting that final stamp on it yet. Any questions for me? So August 12th will be the presentation that we need to really knock it out of the park with, to let them know, and lean it more toward watershed. That's kind of what they are, is like concerned about the watershed, so I'll be talking to enhancing it that way.
Yeah, there's no watershed.
Oh, there is. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but it's not doing anything. There's no water.
No, but it would. It has factors.
The negative helps us.
Yeah, the negative is going to help us, especially when I talked about there's no water in Squatch Creek. I mean, dry. I haven't looked at the one in Bill Grove.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't come through a long time.
So, I mean, you know, when
it's
you don't
fairly,
have that, we're
it's
talking about...
It's fairly coming through at Bonanza, the upper end of Bonanza. It's there, but not down by the firehouse in the water.
So what I would maybe like to have, a request I would have is, like, your vehicle, your engines and such.
Maybe.
Like, I was talking, like, 1984, you know, and what they hold. If I could kind of get some data on that, I could really milk that as far as, like, how outdated our stuff is, and we don't have the capacity to haul a lot of water, or we don't, you know. That might help with some data that way, if you could fire that to me.
Yeah, and that takes people to do that, too.
To do what?
Haul extra water.
Oh, yeah.
Which are really in short supply, it seems like.
Yeah. But if you don't, I mean, if your truck's not working or you only have this many,
yeah.
I mean, that would be great to get some of that.
I've got all that. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right. That's all I have. If you have any questions for me.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Okay. Yep.
Keep on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Yes.
Yvonne, I have one more question for you. Where are we at on the retainer, the $1,000 we had for you?
You owe me money.
That's what I thought.
I know. I just have been really, I haven't given you an invoice. It's my bad, my fault. So
send an email to Wes and I when you want to do it.
Yeah, email to Julie and we'll get it on the.
Okay. Yeah, I just have it.
It's all okay.
I knew we did, but
thank you for asking.
I just want to make sure.
All right.
Because I know
you've
had your plate full and still doing this.
Thank you.
Nope, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, for my turn. The general fund got $44,600 this month. The pension fund got $2,900 this month. I already told you about that. I received and Wes received a CORA request.
Have a good night.
Wanting information on fire hydrants, alternative water sources for firefighting and protection class for our jurisdiction. It's an insurance company that sent their request through our website. I informed her that Wes was out of town and he is the all-knowing God of these things and I don't have the answers. So Wes has till the end of next week to meet the requirements of Cora.
My wife's losing spot. She's going
my husband would say the same thing. Nice. So it's just, it's one of these stupid requests. It's like the last one. They're just needing information
for underwriter that.
Yeah.
It's definitely an insurance.
Yeah, it's an insurance company.
So
I hit them up. They're out of.
I've asked around in multiple departments and districts of government.
So, and then just on full disclosure, both a public meeting, but Sheriff Warwick was at the Del Norte Fire meeting, and they are looking at, I don't know that it's going to happen. There's a lot of ands, ifs, and buts for that, but he came down there, and they say they have four guys that are going to be on the department, and Warwick is saying that he has funds for a wildland brigade.
That's all he's going to do with construction.
Yeah, so he wants the fire department to go up in La Garita for the community, but then he wants to house a wildland unit out of that building. So
and he wants community center.
Well, the people in La Garita want a community center in it.
Yeah.
They want a room and stuff. And I guess where the well was put in and where the building would go is actually Center's jurisdiction.
It is.
Yeah, it's Center's jurisdiction.
So we don't have to put any money into it or anything?
Well, no, they didn't. Yeah, well, no, I mean,
no.
Northern Sawatch, no. The county may.
A couple of times. He's looking at this building. Part of the reason he's looking at this building and the Villagrove building is because Kendall Mastery and Kendall's brother are saying, hey, if you guys can pay for the materials, we'll find the way.
Yeah, he said he had labor to do
it. We have enough of us guys. What Dan doesn't seem to understand is most of those guys live in Center District.
Which is still Sawatch County, but this department would pull from Sawatch and Rio Grande because it's all cut and paste in there. So it's going nowhere yet, but...
No, right there.
I learned a lot. It was interesting.
Getting their own district in La Garita is going to be really tough.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier for them to join a district.
And they may be able to join Center when this is all over because Russell Brown is leaving.
Yeah, I heard end of the year or the summer or something.
End of the year is what I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard September.
Yeah, I heard something like end of summer or end of the year, one or the other, so I don't know. I have never met the gentleman. I've talked to him a couple times on the phone, but I've never met him. So, anyway, just that's my knowledge on that. That's all I got, gentlemen. Unless you guys have... Oh, and it was all mileage checks, nothing. I did send a letter with... I sent the two pay stubs for the two bills we're not paying for Terminex. And because I can't even pick up the phone.
No,
okay, so it's not
I've
just...
I've sent them emails. I've sent all kinds of stuff.
I kind of wiping my hands of it.
But this new kid...
But I put the pay stubs...
We told him, you don't do your job, we're not paying at all.
So I put on the pay stubs, if you want to see this money, somebody needs to pick up a phone because this work was not done. So call, and I put my name and number on it. So we'll see if I get a response.
It wasn't done.
I know.
Did we?
I just can't get anybody to pick it. You keep pushing buttons, and you keep pushing buttons.
Do they have a phone number for the kid you ran into?
I do at the station.
If you have a number, text it to me. I'll try something else.
Yeah, I've got
the kid
number.
Can't do it. You try to start the bookkeeping.
Because he's on a subcontract.
Yeah,
he's subcontracted.
He's not part of it. And then when I finally did get
it's
through
it's not
one
up
time,
to his job to take care of their work.
No, it's not. And the one time I did get
we'll
through.
Take him back to the station.
Oh, my God. I couldn't understand the person on the other end. I just couldn't. I tried.
India.
Yeah, it was bad. So I've done that.
Yeah, because I mentioned to that kid, he said, he don't care about the building.
I'll take on the other one.
He said he's contracted proof building that he does. So he said, I'll make sure they do the buildings because that's where he gets his money.
And in the check.
Just one was this person?
Give him the check.
I did.
Late 20s? Mid 20s?
This guy that was in Village Grove had to be at least in his mid-50s.
There's Jeff's in case he doesn't show up.
Yeah, he might be that. He might, because there's a... That guy, what I talked to, said him and his father-in-law was doing it. And they were... They subcontracted out of...
Yeah, that's true.
That might have been his father-in-law there.
So, we'll see, but I'm still trying to... By the time that we get this straightened out, I will be getting the Social Security check, but just so you know. It's shut. Yeah, right after you, baby. Right after you.
They'll keep up with the date on you guys.
Yeah, it's true. I'll be 80 before I see one.
You done?
I am that old, and I am that done. Thank you, gentlemen.
Their checks may have to be rewrote.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it'll be past the 6 months, I assure you.
Well, we don't want to pay it.
Yeah.
I don't think we should pay it.
No, and I'll get a collection notice from them. They'll send me one of those blanket...
I want to see your smiling face.
They'll send one of those blanket collection notices.
And right. I don't want it to say that.
Eat me.
When I look at you.
It says, bring the train back to the station.
It says eat me on the lid. That's what he was looking at and looking at me. Okay. Moving right along. Firefighter membership applications, resignations, and requests for retirement. We have one application from a, and I can't share the last name, right? Just to.
Yeah, I can get the last initial.
Charlie B.
Britton. B-R-I-T-T-O-N.
Okay.
Okay.
What station is this for?
Swatch. Has anybody had a chance to look at this?
Sure.
Do you know him?
He came in after we did... After we did the... After we did the evacuation in Swatch, he came and hit us up that next night. We was at the firehouse. Walked in, asked if we needed any volunteers. Seemed like a pretty nice guy. Gave him an application, he turned it back in the next day.
Younger guy.
He's applied at the SWAT school for history teacher. And I told him he'd have to do a drug test for us in the background, but he said he's already done them for his SWAT, so he has no problem doing another one.
Here's an 03, your ambulance. You rescued?
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, his application is complete.
Motion to approve.
I have not run a background check yet. But
okay.
Motion to approve pending.
Yeah.
I haven't sent him down for a drug test yet. I will.
Second. All in favor for the 6 months? Okay. Aye. For Charlie B. For Swatch.
Do you need this? I got it. I'm like Kendall. I find it refreshing when somebody's...
Actually comes
to you and says, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind joining, and what do I need to do, and has a sit-down with
Well, that's kind of interesting that he's going to work there at the school.
Yeah. He's applying.
Interesting, he wants to work at the watch.
Right now he lives at 303rd Street, so he's not very far away.
He can about walk either way.
About a block and a half.
Well, he told us that night he walked in, because we put our email on our Facebook page. He said, I emailed you guys last night, and I seen you up here. Well, we went back and looked. He emailed us like at 2 o'clock in the morning, thinking that we was at, because we was at the firehouse, thinking we might see it. So, yeah.
Wow.
If they walk in, they're usually, my opinion is, if you go recruit them, you don't have very good luck.
Mm-mm.
But if they walk in, you usually have a little better luck with them.
Recruiting stuff is scary.
Yep.
Don't do that again. I didn't even recruit Ethan. He just came.
He didn't have a choice. Yeah. Is that the only application?
Yeah. No. Anything else?
Did we vote?
Resignations?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we said all in favor.
Okay.
Didn't we?
Yep, we did.
Yeah.
Move on. Reports.
I remember. I could have passed it to you.
Crestone,
you're in the lead. Hopefully with good news. Like, your station's done. And...
Training hours for Sean.
Oh. Sorry.
But that's good.
Squirrel.
Okay, Crestone had 66 and a half regular hours, 21 and a half training hours for a total of 88.
Oh, back up. Sorry. Number pad was off. How many regular hours?
66.5.
Okay.
21.5 training. Total 88.
What was the training?
Training was on our new SCBAs.
Okay.
We responded to one wildfire, one campfire, and we stood down on a smoke report.
I'm gonna snap all
you. 4th of July went really well. We had no issues. We actually made some money.
Yay.
That's good.
That's good.
Nobody set off any fireworks illegally? Boy, I'm really surprised.
We got I heard there was some out in the Baca.
Well,
that night.
You can't watch everything.
That's not our problem.
You fit that.
We are still working to get the planetarium for September, and we have a fundraiser request. So it's a movie night. It's going to happen September 12th at Crestone Station. We're just going to invite the public in. We'll do a short fire safety presentation before a movie. We're selling food and snacks and asking for donations.
Then you're going to want to do Halloween too.
Oh, yeah. The planetarium is actually going to be in September. Oh,
that's 6 months away. Shut up.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Well, hell, we need it too. We might as well do them all.
I think that's all I got.
Wes, you want a chip?
That's enough. You quit.
You want a chip?
I'm good.
Are you done?
Hell, I don't want to come
in. So I need a motion for the event?
Well, yeah, we're getting to that. That's going to take a minute.
Yeah, of course, I don't want alcohol. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
You don't like the movie?
What's the movie going to be?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Circuit.
Okay.
Circuit 1986.
So we have you know what was on the other night? Towering Inferno on TV.
No
I watched
way.
About 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to sleep because I'm going to go to sleep anyway. Okay, fundraiser for Crestone, movie night. Can
motion
I get a motion? Can I get a second?
Need a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. It says board members.
How come the meetings are fun when Jeff's not here?
Because I have to do it.
Just sign it and hand it over.
It doesn't say board president, though. It just says, what is it today?
The 13th.
Something in that Moffat air coming
really
from the west.
It was the air on the way down here.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, Moffat fire.
We had 29 training hours, 87 membership hours for 116 hours. The training, we went up on the, did some ladder training, we went up on the roof and stood in some of these holes.
There we go.
And then we fixed both holes, the waterfalls that we had around the heaters. We got them all sealed up.
How'd you do that? Because we have the same thing.
You have to say, you just get people out there with some silicone and
just go around it.
These screws were sticking up like a quarter of an inch on top of the building. That wind will do it.
Yeah, it just. But we haven't done this side yet, so.
The rubber boots on both of the exhausts for these were cracking, so we just hit it with some silicone.
Got to get up there and do ours, because every time it rains. What? When it rains.
When it rains. Well,
what's the rest of your numbers?
So we had 4 wildland fires, 1 vehicle accident, and 3 stand downs or standbys, or however you want to do it.
1 heavy equipment rollover.
Yeah.
Oh, did you come up to Iron Neck of the Woods?
You did.
Oh, crazy.
That was,
That was crazy.
You and
Vicky. No, Jaden.
I got it right on the report.
The guy.
I told you.
You did tell me.
Yeah, he messaged me 2 days after the fact.
He needed to buy a lottery ticket.
The funny thing is, the owner of the loader, or the owner of the company or anything, they've never even contacted the guy that they rolled on his land. It's still there, and they have not talked to the landowner that it's sitting on yet.
What happened?
The guy drove off.
The loader, I guess, stalled. He was coming downhill. Had an excavator bucket in it. It was a 642 John Deere wheel loader, so probably about a 4 yard.
That's what the trouble was, is John Deere.
And it stalled, I guess.
Yeah, stalled.
And just went right off. Elkhorn Ranch. Have you been up Elkhorn Ranch?
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went
off the top road down.
Right off.
You must have rolled
4 or 5 times.
Oh, wow.
More than that.
Probably right? 6 or 8.
12 times. Interesting ride.
The cab was flat.
The cab was off.
Luckily, he didn't have his seatbelt on.
Yeah, if he'd have been seatbelted in the cab,
the
loader got smaller as at least.
We'd have just hooked a cable to the cab or a helicopter and just flighted it right somewhere. And
oh, wow. The only thing was two C5 and C6.
How did he get out? Did he go out the back window?
The dude that said that was on the phone calling 911 when it went down.
Yeah.
Mike, the third time it rolled is when he came out of it.
Yeah, he flew out of it on the way down.
I don't know if he came out the back window or
I doubt he.
This is like on the fourth or fifth one the cab came off of it. So
I've laid stuff over, but
this was never rolled over.
This slope.
I have no idea how they're going to get it off the mountain. I mean, truly, it's like halfway between two roads. I think you just drain the oil, drain the fuel, and cover it up in dirt.
I can get it out.
Okay. When you do, can you call me? I will come watch.
That's a cab.
Cool.
Back my Bobcat up and flip it over. It'll roll down the road.
Yeah, what's it going to hit on the way down? I mean, it does look like it's in the curb path not to hit houses, but
it's a problem.
It'd keep going. It'd roll all the way down the Bonanza Road.
If you're driving home one day, you see it there. So
don't know whose loader it was.
H&T Construction and Furniture.
It's not a bad road.
Casey Wood from Lieutenant in Chaffee County. His son is the boss of this guy. So.
Sorry, derailment. Back to.
Okay.
Is that all your numbers?
Julie derailed that.
I did. That's on me. Okay. Any other news from Moffitt?
Shame on you.
I know.
We got everything for our office. We're still waiting on electrician.
He's holding your ransom because.
Yeah.
Craig,
he wants to get done, and
he
ain't getting done either.
Craig, I don't put the electrician name in the minutes, but that could change. Just kidding.
Yeah, but it did go on the recording.
It did.
That's where it went off. Okay, anything else?
Not for me.
It's looking nice.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really nice. I mean, there's a few things. We need to build the stairs. And
I don't have another number for another electrician.
I mean, okay.
I don't.
But, no, I think it's going to be nice. So.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Swatch?
Swatch.
36 training hours, 117 membership hours for a total of 153. One wildland, 3 motor vehicle accidents, 1 loader rollover, 1 gas leak in town, 2 standbys, 1 MVA fire for a total of 9 calls. And our training, we watched that movie of the Granite Mountain Outfitters, The Home of the Brave, and we just watched where they did wrong, where they got burned over and then we did some other wildland training after the movie. But we kind of watched that to wake guys up of what can happen when you don't. There's a lot of good points in that movie.
Mm-hmm. And so, right after that, we had to burn over.
Yep. Within 2 days, we had that burnover up there, so we kind of all hit home pretty close, so that's what we did.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. You planning your September 9th festivity again?
We'll do September 11th.
11th, I mean.
Yep. I'll have you.
9th is my anniversary.
Yeah, I'll have you guys stuff for then, and then we're still shooting for Labor Day weekend. If we get rain, we've advertised it at the beginning. If we got rain, we'd postpone 4th of July till then. But
better plan for New Year's.
Yeah. If even then,
so
it might be snow then.
We have we have them purchased, so. We don't know.
Wait for New Year's.
Lock them up good.
We'll just do it all together. New Year's.
Anything else?
That's it.
Villa Grove.
Hey, Villa Grove had 70 and a half training hours, 151 regular hours for a total of 221 and a half. We responded to 11 calls. We had 2 wild land. We had the wheel. Wheel loader rollover, 2 smoke reports, controlled burn, standby for the gas leak, and then 4 different stand downs, residential fire alarm, 2 NVAs, and a van fire. For training, we wash trucks, clean stations, and then we familiarized ourselves with equipment on different trucks, the rescue and the attack truck. Our fundraiser was very successful once again this year. We had a great turnout, so we're good there. Attack 2 has a new bumper and winch on it, and Scott has done some of the chevron striping on the back, and there's still a little bit more to do there, but we're working on that. And needs, I guess, I think we need one hydrant wrench for Attack 2. Kendall has one, so we need one for, Attack 22, I guess, and a couple of spanner wrenches, but Kendall might have those as well, too, so. But one hydrant wrench for sure.
So if Kendall doesn't have those, can I get permission to just purchase?
Sure.
They're going to be probably less than $150.
Well, if he ain't got them, yeah, you should get them and probably get a spare, I would think. Because who knows when somebody might break one.
You'll lose them before you break them.
Yeah.
Has no hydrants and swatch to the use them on.
Well, this is true.
Do our new Attack 2 have one on it? Remember having one on it?
That's banners, but it doesn't have a hydrant wrench.
Because we really ain't got many hydrants to use them on. So.
No. No, when you go to swatch and have them in the bag.
They're even in Crestone if you had to come up to Crestone.
Do they work better than swatches?
Yes.
Yeah, Crestone and Baca's work way better.
Baca's are a little bit. Crestone's are less than 15 years. Fairly new. But Baca's, you definitely want to open really slow and close really slow and not hammer it. Because the reality is the lines in the ground, the plastic in the ground is really weak. So if we do any hammering, we could bust a line. If we pull too fast, we could bust a line. Collapse the line.
Looks like the full set runs 2 spanners, a hydrant wrench, and a mount bracket. Runs about $95.
Oh. Hmm. 2. Yeah, I'd say we get 2.
That's from Hyman. Or
have a spare?
Herman, but I could probably get them cheaper through Scott at ROI.
Get 2?
Yeah.
So why don't you get 2? Motion for 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. I talked to Wes about several of my guys in Villa Grove needed CPR class. They were expired, and we've got that set up for actually tomorrow night. But due to different requirements, the college was putting on SWATCH EMS. We didn't have books or face masks for that.
So we had to cancel that, but we're looking at rescheduling probably the first part of September for that. So they're only going to be charging $9 per student for that's what the cost of the actual card is.
And how many students can they handle?
They can do a maximum of 12. So I had, Kendall had three, Craig had three, and then I had six. So that was kind of the max numbers. They're in the process of getting recertified to be instructors, so they have to have somebody from the college come up and watch them this first time, so that's why they're only limited to 12. So.
And second part of that question?
And the second part of that was it's a four-hour class, so we're going to be starting at 5 p.m., so I thought it was probably appropriate to have some food for people because they're probably just going to make it there from work or whatever they were doing. So
if they do this in September, are you guys good with him providing food and then we'd reimburse Villa Grove? That'll be for to feed 12 people.
That's looking at me.
12 plus the instructors and person from the college.
I'm going to attend the class.
Yeah, they can get it right there to a pizza place. Right.
I can't that vote, right?
Place right there in Villa Grove. They got pretty good pizza.
You can get it from Swatch.
Oh, from Swatch, too. They were going to do it at the Swatch Ambulance Barn this last time. So.
Okay.
Need a motion for a meal.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Well, you can come take it.
Yeah.
No, they're already full.
Have we ever covered auxiliary
for CPR? You can go and have pizza. That's what I'm doing.
First aid if they want to take it.
We have not. And
is that something that we can do if there's anybody that wants to? For like another class or something?
Yeah, if we wanted another class and the board's okay with that, I'm not having a problem with that.
I didn't know if there was something because auxiliary is just...
Well, auxiliary is just that, but if they're at the station or they're helping you out,
yeah,
and, you know, like your fundraisers, et cetera, and somebody goes down...
Because we have AEDs and stuff.
You know, they don't get a lot. If they get a CPR class and a first aid class out of the deal, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
They don't get a lot of things. If you let them know how important they are.
So you guys have auxiliary. Okay? Mm-hmm. And SWAT. You guys don't have auxiliary, do you? Mm-hmm. Do you have auxiliary too?
Two.
It might be something for in the wintertime or something. After they get their instructor's license, then they can probably take more.
Yeah, then I think they can go up to 8 or 10 per instructor or something. I'm not sure. It's more.
Okay.
When's his turn?
District chef report.
Well, the first thing we need to talk about is the radio grant. We put in the radio grant for 44 new radios. We have not heard a word about that. However, Gene Barago with Homeland Security, State Homeland Security, contacted me. And there was some money turned back in on the last one. And so we've gone in and asked for 9 more radios because that'll just about wipe out what they've got. And the guys at Triple M have given us a new bid on it. It's the same as the bid we got for the 44. Doesn't matter, they'll make that work. And so there may be 9 radios coming, and if so, we'll have to pay for the programming. That's a new thing. I was out on the water, and don't ask me how she got a phone call to me. And it was a freaky thing, and then we had to start texting because the call wouldn't go through again. Anyway, that's going through. Tomorrow morning, we have inspection and recertification on the extrication units in Moffitt and Villa Grove. So, or not Villa Grove, Creston, and so Darren will be here. He should contact you. Have you heard from him? I'll give you his number. So he's going to be in Alamosa tonight. So he's got your number, and I told him you were going to be available. So, and then he's already talked to Craig. Has he talked to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
George.
He's got access.
Exactly, got that default chainsaw through.
All right, that's a yearly service, and that's because they're a year old. We want to make sure that first one gets done, and then biannual after that.
And so where Darren is going to have his extrication class down here.
That battery. Yes, I just got that.
That runs on the same batteries.
No, I didn't even print it out.
October.
Then you can bring us a estimate.
Yeah, I don't have it with me. I talked to, maybe we need to put it on the, it's down to the truck's old business, so we'll go down there. Kendall and I were discussing driver's training, because driver's training has now become mandatory, so emergency vehicle driver training has become mandatory for EMS. Anybody drives an ambulance, Matt Nolte is available to do that for us now, which we couldn't get anybody certified. So we were wondering if you guys would be interested or let us pursue that and make it so it's, as long as it's available, everybody that drives got to be mandatory to have the little class. And, they go through the new laws. That's not that people don't know how to drive, but new laws for emergency vehicles. You crash one, you hurt somebody, you're going to prison. That's just the way it is these days. And there's several gone to prison in the last year around the United States.
It'll break it down into the size of apparatuses, what speed limits are allowed from big trucks all the way down to your F-150s.
And still be diligent.
They'd probably wouldn't have to do, but just a little over half the district, because anybody EMS or law has already taken it.
What's the cost?
I think it's $25.
Yeah, I think it's like $25
a person.
Well, if it's mandatory, then it needs to be done.
Well, it's not mandatory to fire yet, but it's going to get that way. And I think we get ahead of the curve, and we've always done it in the past, and then all of a sudden we couldn't get anybody to do it. Our insurance company was doing it for us. But I think if we have emergency vehicle, operations classes, and we show them the VFIS, I think we can get a bit of a cut. So I don't think it'll hurt us at all. And then if we have to have a firefighter drive an ambulance, they can. If they need a driver and there's nobody there with it, they don't drive, whether it's you or me or somebody else.
I think it's a good idea.
So we're going to, if you don't mind, we're going to research that a little further. We know where Matt's out on fires right now, so that's not, we don't have the opportunity to talk to him, but that'll probably be something we're going to do maybe November. Make it really nice and icy or something. Sweet.
Nice.
Anyway. I have a call in to Alex to visit with him about the septic system over here, and I sent him another email. We're just struggling to find a date to go meet where I can actually take stuff over and sit down with him, and that's what it's going to take. I'm going to have to take the legal description. And you guys are welcome to walk out there and take a look at it.
You get a better view if you drive down the 4th Street. Uh-huh. And look back this way.
Yeah.
It is straight ass in the middle of the alley.
And the alley belongs to us, as well as the two lots on the other side of the alley belong
right.
to us.
It's
clear to Pauline Mitchell's old fence, and there's a stink out there.
It's not right.
So that's what we're working on. So. Yeah.
Whoops. Big whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's really about all I've got for the month that's not taken care of elsewhere.
Take your trash, take your D5, push it out of the way.
Oh, yeah. We can clean it out of there for sure. Or the station use it.
I was going to say it'd be a big whoops in our favor because we'll just shoot right in.
The tank's on our land too, isn't it? Huh? The tank is on our land too, right?
Back into it.
Right out of our holding tank out there and
put
it into that one.
Is this just a vault?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all that.
We put a vault in here because if we put a septic system over there, we're getting too close to their well.
So they just came away from their well.
And I understand kind of how this happened, but they still are liable as far as I'm concerned. They looked at the county's parcel viewer and they own three lots. So there's five lots right there. We own two. They own, maybe there's six. We own the next two, the alley and the next two lots. Plus this 50-foot lot here and the 25-foot lot there. And so the parcel viewer shows clear to the alley. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't show us owning the alley. But by the same token, our storage unit there is on Don Burton's part of the alley. And he knows that. And we're not going to deny it. If he says move it, we'll move it. But, yeah. They looked at that parcel viewer and it showed it, but that's not legal. They should have went and looked at parcel maps.
Yeah, I was out there throwing the fit at him, and it was like, even the survey, it's not right. You know, it ain't right. It's on our property.
And they told you they had it surveyed? And we're going to, I think that's one of the things that Alex is going to be asking for.
Yeah. So I just... That's when I turned it over to you.
And we may wind up surveying that part again, too. Because we surveyed this part to make sure we didn't get too far over there.
Right.
And we had to worry about getting too close to the power lines over here when we put this building in.
Okay.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Old unfinished business. Truck repairs.
Oil change and bonanza and injured and turbo did not get done. I spent a lot of time on little other projects this month, finishing up a rescue, getting bids on rescue, a few broken down trucks. So I hope if everything will stay together, and nobody breaks nothing this month, we'll shoot for an oil change and engine turbo on, or turbo on engine one.
Tender 7 water tank update.
I talked to Ken Rich at Denver Truck Sales today. They were putting that tank on it. They painted it and everything, and they started laying it out. And the problem they had was they couldn't get our quick dump put in it on the you know where we want it. And so they've decided to make a new tank so that it's right. So they had it, and so that tank is just painted green. Now they started again. So they can get the quick dump over where we can use it and get stuff out. And so that's been welded. They're finishing up.
So it's going to be prolonged for a while.
Yeah, it'll be another month or better. But yeah, but it's definitely going. So.
Okay.
I think he just likes the old truck that he sold. That was the first one he built.
He'll probably try to keep it.
Yeah,
turn it into his coffin and we'll be good.
Brush truck, Villa Grove. We got the bumper and the winch on it.
Yep.
So are we done with that truck now or no?
It needs just the lights finished on the front, right?
Yeah, and does that need to go back to them or is that all set where
we already paid them to put those in, so.
Okay.
It's all wired. They just need to hook them up and make sure they're programmed right.
Did they keep the lights?
No, they should be under the back seat.
Let's go look.
They were in the truck. Yeah. I think they were under the back seat.
Must be still there.
So you guys' tow hooks and stuff are in the back seat of that truck? They don't go on that bumper.
But we can pull off that bumper.
You can pull, yeah. You're not going to. You got a winch on there, you can pull them.
And we just need to put a plug on the winch.
Yes, he did not split the plug for you guys. That's all you guys got to do is cut the, and he left you enough where you got room to split it if you want to move it front and back. And then he didn't run nothing to the back for you guys.
It's already run back here.
Okay. So all you got to do, he didn't know what you had in mind. I wasn't 100%, so it's
wired. Yeah, it's already back there.
So
It's wired in. What do you guys, I don't have room to store those bumpers. You want to put them on Facebook Marketplace? You want to haul them to the dump? What do you guys want to do with those bumpers off those two trucks?
The way your guys drive, we better save them.
For what? If we trash that front bumper, what's on those two trucks now?
Well, we might have to put them on Moffitt's truck.
Yeah, they won't fit.
We'll
take
them.
Oh, we can get them fit on there.
Gorilla tape and some glue, yeah.
But I don't have room to store them, you guys, so.
But if we sell them, we can't just sell them like that. They got to go out to a bid.
Auction,
set them by my trash dumpster and somebody will pick them up. I don't know. They're not going. There's a lot of them in the country because every farmer and rancher who buys those trucks do the same thing as what we just did.
You know, Dale Adams is having a pretty quick. He would take them on. He'd probably take them on consignment. That's something. It's my Richard Adams' son.
Could we put that Ford in it too?
Possible.
The other truck?
Yeah, if it's we're ready to do it, I would see.
Those two bumpers in that Ford?
Yeah.
Might as well.
You can sell the Ford and throw the bumpers in on with it.
Where's that auction gonna be? Is it around here? Or
it's
it?
Either Monty or Alamosa.
The truck make it to Alamosa? Under its own power?
No, just don't stand on it. You'll be fine. I've had a lot of interest in that truck, you guys, so when we decide what we're going to do,
we
need to let people know because there's quite a few people wanting it.
Do we have to make a motion to do that, to put, if he's willing to accept it?
Yeah, if you guys...
Make a motion now, that way if
make a motion that we need to get rid of it and we want to put it in an auction.
So moved.
What year is that Ford?
'03.
Two.
Two.
And two bumpers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two brand new bumpers.
I just don't know what to do with them other than... Yeah. We're going to probably
both black, right?
L&M yeah. Might give you a better price for them.
Who?
L&M. The junkyard.
Yeah, but then we got to...
You, sell,
you
so
can't
you
just sell them out, right?
No, we got to put it out to bid.
Unless it goes to public auction, then it can go. Sells. Even if we made $5 a piece for them. Then might be auction.
Do we have a motion to put them in the auction if available?
Bumpers in the truck? It.
Sorry, I didn't hear that, Richard. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can you contact him and see?
Yeah, are you able to? To Carl.
Okay.
Okay.
So on those two bumpers and winches, we got them paid for. Your guys' is on. My winch will be put on later this week if that truck's not down getting lights put on it. We ran into a little, the bumper's on, the bracket, everything's done except for setting the winch on the bracket. We ran into a little bit of trouble. They were both, if we ran them off of Bluetooth, and those trucks are too close together, they'd synchronize. It wouldn't be a big deal unless we ever ended up on the same call.
They're Bluetooth winches?
They can.
Yeah.
You don't have to plug in cables to them. So you can sit in the truck. If there's just you and run
and
the winch.
They're wireless.
Yeah. So they're like our side-by-sides. A lot of them have those.
You have one going in, one going out.
Well, so what happens is if those trucks are within 30 feet of each other, they link, the control would link to the both winches. And we didn't like that idea because if we're on the same call, you could literally be unrolling a winch and unrolling a winch without noticing it, or else.
Or rolling it up.
Or double wrapping a winch over here. Or if we're pulling on something.
That would be just something.
If we're pulling on something together, you could run into
it. So they got to change that? Or?
So he sent that back with the serial number of the winch we have. They got a hold of him today. We'll have a winch later this week.
With a different number.
With a different control. They make about 6-8 codes for those winches. And Chan said it's not real common, but it is common. Every once in a while, they'll get a new mixer truck in. And you know how your booms are remote control. He says he'll be trying out the new boom on the mixer truck, and one of the old trucks was 5 years old. Look over there, and the boom's moving.
No, that's wrong concrete.
Yeah, so he said it isn't real common, but it can happen. Just so you guys know.
That would happen with us, for sure.
Yep. So, other than that, on the bumpers, they look good. I don't know if you had a chance, Sean, to look at them.
I haven't been in person, just the picture.
I think they look.
Yeah.
They look good. You got dual control or two controls. And then you can also, the only way to bypass that, Bluetooth, what we could do is they have a button control. And you, if you go plug the button control into one of them,
it disables
the Bluetooth. But I really wanted the Bluetooth capacity, because if you're by yourself in that truck and you need to be winching yourself out, you don't have to be, because the cord's only like 4 foot long or something. So
cord on a rescue is longer. It'll actually reach inside.
Yeah. These will, if you have your hand up by the window. So and then on the rescue, we got the bid in for the, is this where we're going on this now? I need to rescue. We got the bid in for the lights, radios, all that. It came in at $18,849.95, which puts us over budget a little bit.
About $8,000.
So where do we have to get that from?
Digicom.
No, I mean.
No, the money.
The money.
The money. That's the million-dollar question. Because
we
why
need.
We didn't okay this.
We need to finish it because.
You guys said $90,000, and the problem was with all the extra wiring we had to have done, and it's extensive.
They're gonna be able to fix the stuff in the box.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, he's confident he can get
that
all
that.
That
was a mess.
So.
I didn't even want to look at that.
We're not replacing the radio.
You spent the hours I have with it.
We're not replacing the radio. We're not replacing, that stuff. So
did we have a VHF in that other one?
It does. So that'll just be moved over. But
that's at the center console and everything.
That's the center console. That's adding a few extra, but the few extra lights we're adding, I felt like was kind of a necessity when you open up the door boxes, those tall door boxes,
right.
And they come out the lane of traffic, they'll have a light on each one of those door boxes to kind of mark stuff. But the extra I added really isn't going to bring us in.
No, it's the labor. The big part of this is the labor to get that wiring squared away. And Kendall's got the quotes right there if you want to look at it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Big part is the labor.
You guys want to see the quotes? We just got to figure out where to take it.
Yeah, it puts us over 86,000. 8,600, sorry. 8,600.
So I.
Where can we
take it? So we're going to have $100,000 in that truck.
Of course,
yeah.
Damn.
A brand new truck like that costs you $300.
What? $300.
Weren't Gunnison's like 450?
Gunnison paid almost $500,000 for their rescue like ours.
So what else is left that we got to pay for?
That'll be the end of it.
Did you see that mass of wires that came in that box?
We need to wrap it, but we'll in-house wrap it or else wait till the fight next year and figure out on the next year's budget on the wrap.
I think we can take it.
Huh? I mean, you saved about $400,000 by swapping that box.
It's just figuring out where to find the rest. Find the rest of it.
Well, I think we can do that in equipment repairs and maintenance.
Yeah, I think
we can even take part of that out of equipment purchases.
Yeah. We do half and half. That'd be better.
We have $50,000 in one, and we've spent $17,000, and we've got $80,000 in the other. And we've spent $4,687.
So maybe split it between the two.
I would say so.
What about if we were to move a full 10 to the budget of that truck and then go ahead and get it wrapped and stuff too?
I don't think you're going to wrap it for 10.
No, I mean, that would leave.
Well, I think once we get this done, if we get this done, then we can come back and say, okay, we want to wrap that truck
and that'll be $1,600-$1,800 for materials if we don't already.
Really don't look that bad the way it is.
No, and the truck will in essence be done. And then wrapping is a different project, and we can do that however out of the wrap budget.
I talked to a company. They just did a search and rescue pickup for me, what Danny got, and they did a wonderful job on it. I think, you see my pictures? Or they did a really good job on it. It's a set of a company down off of County Line in the 12 South. When I went down to pick it up, I asked them about wrapping it and kind of threw a couple ideas out there. And she said, the lady said that since we're volunteer service on fire, that she wouldn't mind donating time to wrap it when we got that to that point, if we bought material, so.
But I think just at this point.
At this point, all we're asking is
get
it done.
Let's get these lights done and get this thing back in service.
Get it in service.
And then we can figure out the other non-essential parts.
Because it'll run down the road just fine if we can get lights in.
Motion to let him do that, and we'll take the monies.
Motion. What's a generator?
To split the monies between the two.
I'll tell you, Harbor Freight just came out with a 4,000 watt small one. So it's a full 4,000 watts, and it runs about $700.
So, yeah.
7 to 8 depends. And it's small, but it's 4,000, full 4,000 watts.
Did I have a second on that motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, we just didn't want to do this because we knew we were going to go over, so we. That
what did you guys complete cost of the new truck?
I mean, that.
I don't know.
What did we budget? We came in under budget, but what did we budget?
Budget of 140, and I think we're at about 120.
20.
Yeah. Maybe just touch under that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were just on.
Center's attack truck cost them $275,000.
Gunnison cost them almost $5,000.
That's crazy. Any other truck stuff?
And their box ain't much different than ours. On truck stuff, I think that's pretty well got it.
Office addition for Moffitt. I guess we covered
it's
that.
It's not done.
Waiting on the electrician again.
Okay,
would you
put that on your nose?
Waiting on the electrician.
Can't even get him to return text message with questions.
Crestone building update.
It ain't done either.
No.
Put it on the agenda for next month.
Okay. Although we do want to try to get on top of the weed issue that we have there.
Oh, 2-4-D yeah. Works pretty well.
What's that?
2-4-D.
2-4-D?
What issue? Sorry.
The weed issue.
Oh, weeds. Okay.
They're overgrown since we dug up all the ground. They're grown out. We've been fighting them for the last couple of years, but I think I want to go.
Does the town have any regulations on what you can spray?
No. Well, I mean, I was going to do it in a certain hour.
What's that?
I was going to do it in a certain hour.
Would you have to say anything?
There's a new spray out that you can use that I've heard some of the folks in Bonanza were telling me they were using. And you can get it at Ace Hardware there. It's about $20.
I fertilize.
And it's 30% vinegar. Now they're 47% vinegar at Ace Hardware. And they said it's pet safe and animal safe. But Mark Perkovich told me it's the only thing he's got killing is thistle and his weeds and his.
We get this stuff from our neighbors from Kansas. And you spray it once.
You never spray it again.
I mean, those weeds are gone.
I've been using Milestone.
And the ground.
I've got some stuff. I've got some stuff.
God, it's expensive.
Nothing's going to grow for 5 to 7 years.
But it works.
And that's something about Milestone. You have to have a wagon.
Yeah, you can. I got some.
I spent over $1,000.
I have extra.
But it worked.
I've got some stuff that'll kill it for 7 years.
For a year.
It sterilizes the ground. But I don't know if you get caught with it in town up there.
If you get caught with it in the valley, that's why milestone is the only thing you can get now.
Really? I bought it 4 years ago with
the old stuff. They
with my,
made it illegal in the valley.
Well, with my license.
You had to get it in Pueblo.
Really?
We just quit using it because it's a big fine.
I bought it 4 years ago with my license. So, I don't know.
You're still using milestone?
Thank you.
I still have some, yeah.
What's that one?
I've got a cork left.
240 is what I use on pasture stuff, but
I use it, mix it with
it's 240 not, it and sterilize the ground. I like that idea.
Yeah, but I mix it 300 gallons at a time.
I sprayed that stuff 4 years ago around the cabin up there at Jack's Creek, 5 foot from the cabin. There ain't nothing. The roses even, I didn't even think I killed, hit the roses, but the roses are dead. And have been dead for 4 years now. And I stayed a foot away from the roses.
Oh, you oversprayed.
Shame but you. At least when you step out of the cabin door and there's a rattlesnake there, so I guess you see it, son of a bitch.
I agree.
With the weeds, is, Craig just need to...
Yeah, it's, you know, find something that works and get it.
Okay.
You know, let me know if you need me to go get it or whatever. Milestone is down at co-op. That's... It's pricey, real pricey.
Diesel works pretty well for the immediate time.
You don't have as much thistle there, do you?
Gasoline.
What you got these have? Goat heads.
Yes. Kill them immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Before they move.
They pop tires.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everything else, your feet.
Yeah.
Drag them into the house.
Man.
Yeah, probably call the oil. See if they have some milestone.
Okay. NRCS would be an option too.
What's that?
Talk to the NRCS office.
Yeah, the last time I tried to talk to them, their weed lady wouldn't even call me back.
I've got a.
They didn't even have her number.
I've got an idea, you guys. I've got the county, if, as long as you guys are good with it, the county has a weed sprayer, what's hired by the county now, what's doing the county roads and stuff. Mm-hmm. We might be able to get him to go up and spray the firehouse up there. And if you guys want me to, I'll talk to him, because then it would be on him where he's licensed and stuff.
By all means.
Yeah, and that's reasonable. And mm-hmm. I think we probably would be talking about spraying on every single year.
Right.
If you guys are good with it, I've got his number in at the house. Cause,
yeah, we used to have Jim Felmy do it for us.
Yep.
Jim's not,
he
just doing
separate. Like a right, 6 foot a barrier around everything.
Got a motion from Richard to do that. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll get a hold of him by Friday and I'll let Wes know what he says.
Okay. And if not, we'll get some milestone and get after
it.
Yeah. And I do have a sprayer what goes on the side by side, what you can spray. I will run it up there if we end up having to do it ourselves.
I have one. I have two of them that do that, and I have one that you can pull.
So, I've got one on the side by side because I've been spraying irrigation ditches.
That'd be great if we get all the buildings.
And I got the big one on my tractor. With the
if we got to buy it, I'll go. If you guys, each station will help me, I'll go around and spray it.
We got some trees in Villa Grove that come up on the south side of that new building. So, it takes a chain
to water.
Okay.
Well, they like trees.
We do have an in-house license for spraying too.
Yeah, I've got a license.
Okay. Jersey blocks. Move on.
Jersey block permits for placement.
I don't have any report for that.
Just put them in.
It's as bad as our Crestone building report and our Moffitt electrical report.
When we get the office, the building and the jersey blocks placed.
My minutes are going to be so short.
I think the board ought to celebrate with a
pizza party,
ribeye dinner.
I know. And he's buying. Oh, because it's all on him.
We'll just get his phone and we'll have all the ribeye we want.
You want to buy some stuff? Can I borrow your phone?
I did get injured a few weeks ago, so I'm going to back out.
Uh-oh. Oh, yuck.
So I'm way behind on everything.
You're not supposed to do that.
Septic system.
Septic system in Moffitt.
I already told you where we were at there.
That chainsaw class update.
I have not heard a word from Lisa Bodie or...
Have you?
I did. I talked to them on the 4th of July, and they're working to get the together and a date for us. But I did let them know that Preston was willing to host.
Oh boy. Put him over there by Wes.
The fun.
Just in time to stir up
the chair. The fun's over. I'm glad we're on. We're damn near done. Hurry up. Come on, Sean.
Okay, search and rescue truck storage agreement.
I've talked to Dan, but I haven't gotten anything written yet.
What do you want?
Right account.
Did you bring dinner?
It's a great idea.
And nothing on that?
No, I don't have anything on that yet. I'll talk to Alex while I'm over there about that too.
Swatch fire hydrant inspections?
We're probably going to do that month of August. We went through our wildland stuff in June, so we'll probably be hitting hydrants. They're going to be painted this year instead of bagged, so black will be out of service. Yellow light orange will be low flow. Red will be your good hydrants.
I like the bags.
They didn't get us no attention after the second week, so
they didn't get us no good.
Yeah, the wind blowed them off.
I saw some tags on some in Poncha, big metal tags that were put on them that says out of service.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to just paint them black. I don't know.
Yeah, well, like I said, we have an open records request, and that's one of those things I'm putting on it to underwriter labs and insurance companies.
Yeah, I need to let them know so it's off of our back.
Well, and I'm saying, you know, who do they belong to? That's what they ask. They belong to the town. Mm-hmm. The fire guys float them, but they have not been inspected, and that's up to the town.
Ooh, what about like a skull template? Paint it black and then spray a skull on it.
Right. With Jeff helping us, it's hard to say what will be written on them. I will make that for the record.
He's got to behave himself.
It might say electric on it. Who knows?
Okay, the Homeland Security grant for radios. Wes covered that already.
Yeah.
New business.
Jeff's here.
That's the new business. Jeff's here.
I've got something underneath new business I'd like the board and you guys to think about. There's an insurance called MAT. I believe it's Massive, what covers our ambulance calls. It's $150 or so per person a year, but there's a lot of people have it, what's on different stuff already, but I think that would be something what we might be able to hold guys on. You know, once we got guys on the department and they've been here a year, if that was offered to them, maybe it'd be an incentive to stay with us where we don't pay and stuff.
So Massa Global does, it pays for your helicopter and it pays when you go on as a group. It also pays for your transportation to and from the helicopter and then the helicopter to a hospital or wherever you're going. So it pays both.
Or any ground transport.
Well, your ground transport to the helicopter, from the helicopter to the hospital.
Or from your house to the hospital.
Well, however you get there, yes. But
whatever the ride is.
Whatever the ride is. But they will cover, unlike AirMed, they will cover any company. So to have the coverage, you already have to have health insurance. So the person has to have health insurance. If you do it part of a group, it's like they don't let you pay yearly. And I know that Del Norte offers it to their firefighters, and I have the coverage through Del Norte. It's $14 or $15 per person per month, and it is paid monthly. You can add and drop whenever. But as air insurance goes, they cover anybody. Any company, any helicopter.
But it was my understanding that they cover ground transport to the hospital if they put you on an air out. So
So it depends on the policy. Like the one I know through Rio Grande Hospital, they cover anybody anytime. My understanding, what I have through the other department, is it's from when it's not through the hospital, it's transportation to the helicopter, helicopter to the hospital. I don't know about house to hospital. I don't know that they'll just pay that. Depends on the policy, and that would have to look into that.
Policy we have, the way I read it, because I pulled it up the other day, it's any ground transport from anywhere to any facility, and any aircraft, any flight from anywhere to any facility.
And was that $50 a month? How much was it?
We don't know. I need to do some. I think it's. Okay. I need to do some. Need to do some more checking.
But if this is something the board wants to do, MASA is by far the one that covers any ambulance service, any helicopter service. So you are not going to care who pulls up. It's going to be paid, and it's what I got, $88,000 to fly Salida to Colorado Springs.
Yeah. They just pulled me down the river.
Yeah, I know.
It's dry.
But my thought is...
You might have to walk the river.
My thought on it is if we could pick up something like that, what would benefit a firefighter down the road maybe, or his family, because the one we have is anybody...
At that address.
At that address.
That's under age 25.
Yep. So it'd be your spouse, your... Whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't add my dad to it. I tried to add my dad to my policy.
But my thought was if we picked up something like that, maybe we'd have a chance of holding guys. Maybe they.
I don't have a problem trying.
Maybe it'd be a benefit. I know it. There's been times people in the room here could have used something like that.
Are we losing a lot of guys because they don't have insurance?
Well, no. It'd be an incentive to stay.
Could you get it through? Could you get it through?
We've all got it through ambulance.
Oh, mine's all free. Just because I didn't hear about it.
We've all got it through EMS.
Yeah.
What about like for the board members?
He's worried.
So I mean, there's a group of guys. There's a group of guys you wouldn't have it on because they have it. But it's just something I thought I'd throw out there.
I don't mind looking at it, but.
Because I think if we could pick up a few incentives, a few perks to the...
A few benefits, a few perks
down the line.
That would be something we could actually look at.
For the new budget.
Firefighter retention grants. There are some grants out there for firefighter retention.
Yeah.
And they may cover that for a couple of years, and that would tell us whether it was going to work or not.
But would it cover for, like, me and Will, where we're just board members?
I don't know.
You can pick. So, as the group, you can decide who's covered. So, it does cover everybody at that address. But if you open it up to board members and volunteers, or you can just do board members, or you can just do volunteers, you can set your parameters.
Yeah, Del Norte does have their board members on it.
Yeah, board members, volunteers, and they let me do it. And I mean,
well,
out
be
here,
something more to check into.
Yeah, I mean, out here, it's a reality. I mean, any of us have major
problems. Well, we ain't got much for hospital services around here.
No, and if you have something major, they're going to take you to Springs or Pueblo or Denver.
Well, I think we need to check into it where it would also, if we're going to do this, where it also covers ground transport.
Yeah, it depends on the policy. So I know when Catron had it through the hospital, it covered, her MASA covered ground transport and air regardless. And I'm pretty sure mine is just air.
Ours covers ground transport and air regardless.
Well, then we need to switch.
No,
mine doesn't do ground transport.
Well, he's got you covered because you
have that application.
Yeah, but not just the ambulance.
Oh, no.
Not just the ambulance. Yeah.
Okay.
Worth looking into.
Huh?
Worth looking
but
into.
But you have to have
I'd
health
say
insurance.
Get some.
So anybody who joins has to have health insurance. You have to have some other medical insurance because this is not a primary policy. It's on top of it. So what happened?
It's
actually
a transport policy.
Yeah, but what it's really, I mean, one of the guys in Denver used to end up dying, and you just literally go in and stay the date of transport, and they took care of it.
Would you say it was like $15 a month?
Yeah, I think the policy, and I'm going to have to, I pay $154 a month. I pay $150. I just looked at it, and I think that's 12. I don't know if it's 12 or 15 people. I don't think they have 10 on the department. Yeah, it's probably 15.
So I believe 15.
So they give it to any member after after 6 months probation. But just like what I said, they're having a hard time getting members too. And then all the board has it. And so, I think they started it because they've got some of the people in the hospital from the hospital on the board, and the hospital offers it to their employees.
I'd say follow up on it and see and bring it to the next meeting.
I can bring you the pamphlets.
The policy we have at ambulance does not have to have health insurance tied to it. Because I've got
don't have it tied to it, but you're supposed to have health insurance.
I don't have health insurance, and I got my MASA card.
Well, can you send me which one they sent you? Can you have McKenzie, thank you. I was going to say Tabitha, and I knew that was wrong. Can you have McKenzie send me what they have?
Yeah.
Can you have her send it to me? She's got my email.
I have a health share co-op.
Yeah, and that might work.
It's not health insurance.
That's what we have.
Health share co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You
don't have to have health insurance if you have health share co-op.
Okay.
Yeah. But can you have her send it to me, and then I'll pull the stuff off Mass, and you guys can look at it.
I've been just trying to think of ways that we could help our firefighters and maybe gain a little, maybe have, you know, hold on to them or have a perk to the job.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we have Kenzie send her, and then who her rep is, I'll see if it's the same guy I'm using. Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay.
And with you.
All right. Any other new business?
Jeff's here.
You got any new business, Jeff?
I got no new business.
Any old business?
I got a bunch of new business, but not this business.
We had a lot more fun without you.
Good job.
Any citizen comments? There's no citizen.
We don't have any citizens here. Review of the bills, statements, questions.
Motion to adjourn.
Woohoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Second.
8:32.
Ben's Jeff's here. We can adjourn.
Hey, we're running out of Jeff's
No, he can wait till tomorrow.